Hey everyone. Welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control, your daily dose of real talk about how to stop addiction and regain focus in a world that's constantly trying to pull us in a million different directions. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, today's topic is something we all deal with, whether we admit it or not, those pesky little voices in our heads, the ones that keep whispering doubt, fear, and negativity. Ever felt like you're constantly battling an internal critic? You know, that voice that tells you you're not good enough, smart enough, or pretty enough. Yeah, I've been there too. And trust me, those voices can really mess with our mental health, our motivation, and even our relationships. But guess what? We don't have to let them win. We can learn to identify those negative thought patterns, challenge them head on, and replace them with more positive and empowering beliefs. This isn't about being fake or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about cultivating a healthier relationship with ourselves and our inner dialogue. It's about choosing to focus on our strengths, celebrate our accomplishments, and treat ourselves with the same kindness and compassion we would offer to a dear friend. So, how do we actually make this happen? Let me break down 5 key takeaways that can help you silence those negative voices and boost your mental well-being. 1. Become aware. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to those thoughts as they pop up. Don't judge them or try to push them away, just acknowledge them. What are they saying? How do they make you feel? Once you start recognizing these patterns, you can begin to understand their triggers and how they impact your emotions. 2. Challenge the negativity. Don't just accept those negative thoughts as facts. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this belief? Often, we find that our negative self-talk is based on distorted thinking or past experiences that no longer serve us. 3. Reframe your thoughts. When you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, consciously try to reframe those thoughts in a more positive and constructive light. Instead of saying, I'm so bad at this, try, this is challenging, but I'm learning. Instead of, I'll never be good enough, try, I'm doing my best, and that's enough. 4. Practice self-compassion. Remember, you're human. You're going to make mistakes, face setbacks, and have days when you feel less than your best. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a loved one going through a tough time. Forgive yourself for past shortcomings and focus on moving forward with grace. 5. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge your accomplishments. Did you finish a challenging task? Did you stick to your healthy eating plan for a week? Did you simply get out of bed and face the day? Celebrate those victories. They are proof that you're capable, resilient, and worthy of happiness. Think about it. Ever had one of those days where you just feel like everything is going wrong? You spilled coffee on your shirt, missed the bus, and then realized you left your lunch at home. It can be easy to spiral into a pit of negativity, telling yourself this day is ruined, nothing's going my way. But what if instead, you decided to reframe those events? Maybe you could laugh it off, saying, well, at least I have an excuse for a fresh coffee. Or you could see the missed bus as an opportunity to take a walk and clear your head. The point is, we have the power to choose our perspective and influence our emotional state. It takes conscious effort, but with practice, we can learn to silence those negative voices and create a more positive and empowering inner dialogue. So go out there, challenge those thoughts, celebrate your wins, and remember you are capable of amazing things. Alright, listeners, that's it for today's episode. Remember, take what resonates with you and apply it to your own life. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these tips. Let's spread the message of positive self-talk and mental well-being together. And as always, stay tuned for more Dopamine Damage Control on tomorrow's episode. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.